A few years back, I installed exterior cameras and lights. They're great when I'm home or awake and we hear something. I can check the cameras and they record. However, having been in the security business, I knew there was no substitute for a professionally monitored system. I wanted a high-quality system at an affordable price, and I discovered CoveSmart.com. CoveSmart.com has excellent equipment, including sensors, cameras, and even medical alerts. It was easy to place my order online. Arrived within days, and I was surprised how easy it was to install. In fact, my then 12-year-old son did most of the install in less than 30 minutes. No crazy wiring. And when on occasion someone forgets to turn it off when letting the dog out, I can count on CoveSmart.com to respond. It's simple to cancel the false alarm online and via text, but so comforting to know help would be on the way. I highly recommend CoveSmart.com. Use the code PastorGreg for an additional $25 off. CoveSmart.com. Get yours today. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program. She is the executive director of Save the Persecuted Christians, and she does so much to bring awareness and to just change so many lives. And it amazes me every time that I visit with her, and every time I get an email, and every time that I get a text message, how much she is impacting our world. And I'm so grateful for her and for God's call in her life to do this. Dee Dee, thanks for being with us today. It's always a joy to have you.
Hey, Pastor Greg, it's really good to be back with you again.
I wish that we were back talking about, you know, just some really, you know, the good news, right? About how you know, America's fulfilling its role, and how churches are rescuing people and protecting people, and that, you know, just good news. But there's some not so good news that people need to be aware of about Afghanistan. In Afghanistan, the threat to the Armenian Christians now. I had Sargis Sangari on talking about the threat to the Assyrian Christians now because of the Taliban, and not to mention what's happening to people right here in America because of some of these individuals that have been brought over here as quote-unquote Afghani refugees. Talk about any or all of those things if you'd like.
Well, Pastor Greg, there is good news and there is obviously so much bad news. Americans have really been given a good look into the State Department and the U.S. government agencies and their chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan, which left Americans and our allies behind enemy lines, and forcing U.S. agencies to negotiate with a terrorist group, and possibly even now we're hearing to fund them and give aid to them, against contraventions that say you cannot give aid to terrorists. So it's all very, very concerning in that regard. But what I've seen over the past few weeks with regard to civil society, and most especially the coalition partners of Save the Persecuted Christians, has been incredibly encouraging. When the withdrawal was announced, our coalition partners from the Nazarene Fund on down to the smaller organizations like Revealing Light Ministries of George Parker or Christ Mandates for Missions, all of these coalition partners really got involved immediately. From the smaller organizations, making contact on the ground with their networks, and then feeding up the information to larger organizations like the Nazarene Fund and the Shy Fund, who are the ones behind the chartered flights that have been flown out of Kabul and are now sitting on the tarmac in Mazar al-Sharif, waiting for permissions to take off. Nazarene Fund has six planes chartered and sitting on the tarmac in Mazar al-Sharif that are with the manifest of mostly Christian Afghans, highly at risk of being persecuted and even killed by the Taliban. They've been waiting for 2 weeks for permission to take off with these very vulnerable Afghans. And it is the State Department that is blocking their departure and even calling and other countries telling these other countries not to allow these chartered flights to land or even to fly into their airspace. So we have hundreds of Christian refugees who need to leave Afghanistan who are not able to do so because the U.S. State Department is actually involved in scuttling their plans and making it impossible for them to leave. So we're all in prayer over this, you know, this anti-Christian socialist administration of the Biden camp is literally blocking Christian refugees from coming to America or anyone else for that matter. And I believe it has to do with the fact that Christianity is infectious, and when persecuted Christians come to areas where Christians are more comfortable and easily controlled, then that they would tell their stories of their vibrant, bold faith in the midst of persecution, and that might reinvigorate the faith of Christians in more comfortable lands and reawaken faith in so many people. And so this is something that right now the leadership of the United States, the leftist leadership, does not want to allow these Christian refugees to leave Afghanistan and go to the United States or anywhere else for that matter. They're dangerous.
This is the same kind of thing that we ran into, if you remember, the Syrian Christians back in the Obama administration that were targeted. Even the ones that had gotten here by asylum were targeted by Obama's State Department. And I mean, Facebook censored me because I reported on what was happening to Robert Dekla, the attorney in Illinois, who I believe ultimately ended up having to serve a sentence based on the intimidation of the Obama administration's State Department on these refugees, threatening them with deportation if they didn't make up a story basically about Robert. But, you know, this is something that Sargis Sangari was talking about relative to how this administration is very unfriendly to Christian refugees from that part of the world. That's very concerning.
Yeah, it is very concerning. We're seeing a record number of unknown people come over the border, the southern border in the United States. And we know that many of those who came on the flights from that were provided by the United States and have now landed in the United States were in fact unvetted Afghans without any ties to U.S. military service members or assisting the U.S. military in any way. They just were loaded onto the plane and flown here. And now we're hearing that many of these unvetted Afghans came with child brides who are now telling people in America, authorities in America, that they were married off, forced into marriage before they left Afghanistan and have subsequently been raped by these older men into whose arms they were forced. So it's a serious issue. It is happening here in the United States. These Afghan girls were brought here and forced into marriage just prior to leaving. And it's a horrendous situation. Meanwhile, the very vulnerable religious minorities, whether they be Christians or Sikhs or others, are being left behind in Afghanistan to the terror of the terrorists who seek their demise.
Well, unless someone think that this is, you know, a one-off, if you will, we have those same kinds of stories about young girls being taken and used as sex slaves, married off to one man after another in 24-hour increments in Nigeria. That you have shared with us as well. So, you know, this is folks, this isn't just kind of a one-off. This is regular, abhorrent behavior. And it bothers me that there's a reluctancy to identify who these individuals are that is doing this. And it's Islam. And, you know, it is what Islam has written in the Quran and in the Hadith, and as al-Rasuli has talked to us about, it's they're just following their version of what they're supposed to be doing, as sick as it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's very true. In Islamist countries, Pakistan specifically, all over the Middle East, and Egypt as well, girls disappear on a regular basis. And if they do resurface, if they're not gang raped and murdered, if they do resurface, it's frequently in the care of a Muslim man. They've been forcibly converted, forcibly married. And then you have governments like Pakistan and even Egypt that protect these Muslim perpetrators from any consequence for their actions. In Pakistan, where many of these Christian Afghans are fleeing to, they're leaving the teeth of one monster and heading right into the teeth of another. Pakistan has more than 1,000 girls each year who disappear, who are kidnapped, forcibly converted and married. And then through the courts will defend the Muslims over the Christian parents who are seeking the restoration of their child to their family. Frequently, these girls are left in their hands. And so we are taking care of a large group, 65 families, Christian families who have come from Afghanistan. They literally took perilous paths over the mountains to get into Pakistan. And now their lives are still in peril because they are in Pakistan, which has a very radical Islamist, political group that where you see Christians consistently marginalized and persecuted in Pakistan. So these Christian Afghans and other refugees from Afghanistan flowing into Pakistan are not finding safety there. And in fact, I've heard a story of some Afghan refugees who were deceived, told to go to a refugee camp outside of one of the border towns. And then their children were taken from them, some 28 children put into a container, and they're now being sold off into the red light districts of Pakistan. So So the situation that the United States has created for Afghanis and it's absolutely appalling. And, you know, we're hearing about SIVs, we're hearing about Americans left behind, but what we are not hearing about are the religious minorities that are absolutely being dismissed and forgotten by the U.S. government and others around the world as well. So we definitely need prayers for safe passage for those Christians who are manifested on the charter planes out of Mazar El Sharif. And we pray that the Nazarene Fund, the Shai Fund, and all of those who have planes there for these vulnerable refugees will be, like part the Red Sea, Lord God Almighty, for these refugees, that they may, you know, find new homes in peaceful lands where prosperity is part of their future hope for them.
Well, and again, it's so important, folks, as believers, for us to note these are families and children who were not Muslim. They were Christians, and their family members are kidnapped, and they're young girls, very young girls, many of them under 10 or 11 years of age, 6, 7, 8-year-old girls, raped by these men repeatedly under the cover of Sharia law. And that's why we push back. That's why I've talked a lot here, Dee Dee, about why we cannot allow Sharia law to take root here in our country.
Well, you know, Sharia is antithetical to the law and order principles that are enshrined in the Constitution for the United States. The two do not match up at all. And so you're going to have trouble with assimilation with many of these Muslim Afghanis refugees who are coming to the United States. They have a very strong adherence to Sharia. And like I said, it just really does not work with the law and order principles we have here.
Well, and you know, that speaks directly to our audience that listens in Minneapolis, where they have Somali no-go zones, Muslim Somali no-go zones in Minnesota. But of course, we're not supposed to talk about those. Folks, we talk about them right here on this program. I'll be back with more with Dee Dee Loggison, the executive director of Save the Persecuted Christians. I want to encourage you to find her at CG Contributors. Click on her picture and her name, and you'll head over to the Save the Persecuted Christians website. Back with more right after this. You're listening to... Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. A few years back, I installed exterior cameras and lights. They're great when I'm home or awake and we hear something. I can check the cameras and they record. However, having been in the security business, I knew there was no substitute for a professionally monitored system. I wanted a high-quality system at an affordable price, and I discovered CoveSmart.com. CoveSmart.com has excellent equipment, including sensors, cameras, and even medical alerts. It was easy to place my order online, arrived within days, and I was surprised how easy it was to install. In fact, my then 12-year-old son did most of the install in less than 30 minutes. No crazy wiring. And when on occasion someone forgets to turn it off when letting the dog out, I can count on CoveSmart.com to respond. It's simple to cancel the false alarm online and via text, but so comforting to know help would be on the way. I highly recommend CoveSmart.com. Use the code Pastor Greg for an additional $25 off. CoveSmart.com. Get yours today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My special guest is Dee Dee Loggison, Executive Director of Save the Persecuted Christians. Dee Dee, I know there's several initiatives that are in the works that are already out there. One of them having to do with stopping, you know, slavery in Nigeria and working in that area. Another one having to do with addressing the issue of China and I believe the upcoming Olympics, right? And what's, you know, that particular movement, but also helping to address and identify how the Chinese are attacking Christians in that nation as well. Mm-hmm. Can you talk to me about those two initiatives for a moment, please?
Sure, no problem. On Friday, from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern time, we are having a webinar called China Punishing a Genocidal Regime. This is to really look at the transnational criminal organization that the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, is, and how we might hold them accountable, specifically by stopping China from hosting the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics this next February. So you can find out information about that webinar and register for it at genocidegames.org, genocidegames.org. And specifically, this is to hold China accountable for its genocide against Uyghurs, and also its constant detention and disappearing of Christians throughout the land in China. Even the Pope recently said that he is now believing that the China-Vatican deal was full of deception and that the Vatican has been deceived by China. So we look forward to more hearing more about that secret deal that the Vatican made with China, and really hope that the Pope does come to his senses with regards to the danger that the Communist Party of China presents to people of faith, and specifically Christians.
Absolutely. And then talk to me, if you would, very quickly about the Nigerian slave initiative and what's going on with that.
The Free Nigerian Slave Initiative is making its rounds around the United States. They've been down in Texas recently trying to raise awareness and call people to knowledge that slavery exists in the world today, and Black Africans are being regularly enslaved, specifically women and girls, by jihadist groups, specifically in West Africa, the Lake Chad region. It's not only Nigeria, but it's all of the countries in that area are experiencing a serious uptick as ISIS, really roots in and becomes a dominant force in West Africa. It's anchoring itself there, and so FreeNigerianSlaves.org, FreeNigerianSlaves.org, to advocate for these women and girls.
All right. Again, you can reach out to Dee Dee Loggison genocidegames.org, genocidegames.org, relative to the Chinese and stopping the Beijing Olympics from being held in China, and freenigerianslaves.org, freenigerianslaves.org. And you can get plenty of information about all of the persecution that is happening to Christians, 350 million every day, at SaveThePersecutedChristians.org, SaveThePersecutedChristians.org. Dee Dee, thank you so much for being here. I enjoy having you because we want to make sure that Christians understand what's happening in our world today. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.